We welcome our YouTube audience, people watching, partners all over the world. The anointing is going to touch you where you're watching. In Micah 2 verse 13, it says, the one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out, pass through the gate, and go by it. The king will pass before them, the Lord at their head. The breaker anointing is the core anointing for apostolic church advancement. How many of you encountering some stubborn resistance in your life? I'm talking about some stubborn resistance in your finance, stubborn resistance in your marriage, stubborn resistance in your career, stubborn resistance in your ministry. You need the breaker anointing. Micah 2 verse 13, the one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out, pass through the gate. It's mentioning gates again. Watch this. And go out by it. The king will pass before them, the Lord at their head. This is what we will encounter in 2015. Listen now. We will press in with the king and advance quickly. Say with me, sudden advancement. We will advance quickly. We will employ offensive tactics against the enemy. We will contend for miracles. We will contend for creative miracles. One of the prophetic releases was, we will see the Kratos power of God in full manifestation in 2015. We will see creative miracles. I'm not talking about the restorational miracles. A restorational miracle is, I put my finger in your deaf ear and your deaf ear pops open. It means God restores your healing. God restores your miracle. God restores your hearing. But a creative miracle is, you have no eardrum. And I pray and God releases His Kratos power. Kratos is the fourth dimension of the power of God. It is a creative power. Which means God supernaturally gives you a new eardrum. Say with me, creative miracles. So we will employ offensive tactics in 2015. And we will contend for creative miracles. How many of you are ready to contend? This is not for a Chuck E. Cheese, passive, lukewarm type of believer. This is for the warriors, come on, that say, God, I am grateful, but I'm not satisfied. I'm grateful for what you're doing. I'm grateful for the miracles, but I want to see creative miracles. I want to see people with no eyeballs, dead eyeballs. People with no ears, dead ears. Come on, somebody. People with no legs, dead legs. Somebody shout creative miracles. And we will break through in a creative realm with creative power. The Bible says that David was one man against a camp of Philistines. When God comes with the breaker anointing, we will defeat our enemies in 2015. Can you say amen? We will hear the sound of the marching of angelic hosts. And I'm going to show you in a moment. There is a sound that's going to be released in this year, in this Jewish new year, in the spiritual new year. We're going to hear the sound. There's going to be an increase, an intensity of angelic activities in our lives. Come on, somebody. Say with me, increase of angelic activity. We will hear the sound of the marching of angelic host. It will be like the wind in the mulberry trees as the Lord goes before us to take households, cities, and nations. With the Lord, we will pass through the gates of hindrances and obstacles, and we will advance quickly in 2015. But there is a part we have to play in this. Watch this now. We have to press in. We have to contend. We have to commit. Expect God to break through. What does it mean to break through with the king? It means breaking in and breaking out. Breaking in and breaking out. Which means there are territories, there are realms even in the business world that we are going to break into, and when we break into it, we're going to break out. Say with me, break in and break out. There's some nations that we're going to break into, and once we break into the nations, we're going to break out of the nations. Come on, somebody. There is some business you're going to break into in 2015, and once you break into it, you're going to break out. Say with me, break in and break out. How many of you are ready to break in and break out? We just came here, and I believe we're just a few months here. And on Sunday evenings, the place is already too small to accommodate the people, which means we have broken in. Now we are breaking out. Say with me, break in and break out. I'm here to prophesy. Get ready for supernatural breaking in and breaking out. You're getting ready to break into some territories and break out in the name of Jesus. That business, you're about to break into another realm of success. And once you break into that realm, you're about to break out. Say with me, expansion, enlargement. Woo! My God, I feel it. Say with me, break in and break out. Turn to somebody, point your finger. So you're going to break in and you're going to break out. I see walls be broken down. You're about to go into places that's never been broken into. And once you break in and you in, you're going to break out. What does it mean to break through? It means to be a forerunner. A one that breaks new ground. Taking ground first in the spirit. What does it mean to break through? It means you see results. You see fruit of the breaking in and the breaking out. Breakthrough also comes through impartation. How do I receive breakthrough in my spiritual life and in my finance, and in my career, in my marriage? Through impartation, this breakthrough. Can you say amen? Which means when an anointed man or woman of God lays hands upon you, there's impartation of breakthrough. Come on, when they lay hands, there's an impartation of anointing. There's an impartation of miracle working power. 2 Samuel 5 verse 17. You will pass through the gate. Listen now. This is the year of passing through gates. Turn to somebody and say, I will pass through the gates. God will go before us. Before us. Listen now. It will be the year of breakthrough. Watch this. 2 Samuel 5 verse 17. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over Israel, they all went up to find him. But he heard of it, listen now, and went down to the stronghold. Say with me, stronghold. How many of you are ready to deal with strongholds? Listen now. And when the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over Israel, first the anointing, then we deal with strongholds. King over Israel, and all went down up to find him, but he heard of it and went down to the stronghold. The Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. Listen now. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up against the Philistines? Listen now. Will you deliver them into my hand? The Philistines are symbolic of demonic powers. How many of you are ready to deal with Philistines? And the Lord said to David, go up, for I will surely deliver them into your hands. God is going to deliver your enemies into your hands in 2015. And David came to Baal Perazim, and he smite them there and said, the Lord has broken through my enemies. The Lord has broken through my enemies. Your enemies are bronze gates that the Lord has to break through. Your enemies are iron gates that the Lord has to break through. The enemy is not your wife. The enemy is not your husband. Somebody just wanted to grab the wife and shake the gate and say, you are a gate. Your wife or your husband is not a gate. Can you say amen? We have to realize that our battle is a spiritual battle. For our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers of darkness. Can you say amen? So don't see your wife as a gate, or iron gate, or bronze gate, and begin to shake the gate. And David came to Baal Perazim. We all have to come like David to Baal Perazim. The problem is we are still in another place in the spirit, and we are not in Baal Perazim. Baal Perazim is the place of breakthrough. Say with me, a place of breakthrough. What are you saying? When you set up tent at Baal Perazim, it means that you walk and live in permanent breakthrough. You stay at Baal Perazim because the Bible said, and David came to the place. Baal Perazim is a place of breakthrough, a place of financial breakthrough, a place of marital breakthrough, a place of business breakthrough. Turn to somebody, say, set up home. Pitch a tent at Baal Perazim. Woo! Listen now. And David came to the place called Baal Perazim, and he smite them there. And the Lord, listen now, and said, the Lord has broken through my enemies before me like the bursting out of great waters. So he called the name of that place Baal Perazim, the Lord of breaking through. I'm here to prophesy. We are about ready to set up home at Baal Perazim, which means you will experience a realm and a dimension of breakthrough 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, because you have set up home at Baal Perazim. Come on, somebody. Which means that when you walk into that workplace, this breakthrough. When you walk into that marketplace, there's breakthrough. Come on, somebody. When you step into that company, there's breakthrough, because you carry Baal Perazim. Come on. You carry the Lord of the breakthrough on the inside of you. Say with me, the Lord of the breakthrough, Baal Perazim. The Philistines came up again and spread themselves out in the valley of Rephaim. Listen now, when David inquired of the Lord, he said, you shall not go up, but you shall, listen now, but go around behind them and come up upon them over on the other side of the mulberry trees. Listen now, verse 24, and when you hear the sound of the marching in the top of the mulberry trees, bestir yourselves. Other words, get excited, get going. For then has the Lord gone out before you to smite the army of the Philistines. I hear the sound of angelic hosts running over the mulberry trees. Get ready to hear the sound. That sound of the angelic hosts going over the mulberry trees is the sound of victory. Don't make a move until you hear the sound. Wait for the sound of heaven. Come on, the sound of victory. Even the people in the book of Acts, in Acts chapter number 2, had to wait for the sound. Jesus said, go tarry in Jerusalem until you are endued with power. And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all assembled together in one place, when suddenly there came a sound from heaven like the rushing of a violent tempest blast. Wait for the sound of angelic hosts. Wait for the sound of victory. Listen to me. Every time God is going to do something big in 2015, it's going to come with a sound. We move when we hear the sound of angelic hosts. When you hear the sound, it's the sign of victory. It means now you can go, because there's one that broke the way open for you. There is a forerunner that paved the way open for us. His name is Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God. The Bible says they heard the sound. They bestirred themselves. That word bestir means get going. Now you can move. Now you can make decisions. Because the angelic host has gone before you. Dealt with your enemies. My God, this is powerful. Whew. And David did, verse 25. And David did as the Lord commanded him, and he smite the Philistines from Geba to Gizar. Listen now. This is the season where we will hear the gushing of the mighty waters, where we will hear the gushing of the forceful waters. I've been hearing the Spirit of God even before spring came along. I heard these words over and over in my spirit. This will be the summer of your life. This will be the summer of your life. This will be the summer of your life. The greatest gush of revival. The greatest gush of the anointing of the Holy Ghost is yet to come upon us. There will be a quick advancement. There will be a quickness in the season. There will be an acceleration unlike we've ever seen before. Unusual acceleration will be made manifest in our lives. Listen now. And when you hear the sound of the marching on the top of the mulberry trees, bestir yourselves, bestir yourselves. That word jumped out and the Holy Ghost began to speak to me. Bestir yourselves. When you hear the sound, after you've heard the sound, bestir yourself. After you've heard the sound, you heard the sound of the angelic host running over the mulberry trees, bringing victory for you. What must I do? Bestir myself. What does that mean? Write it down. Make a physical or mental effort. Make a physical or mental effort. The problem is this. We see the Lord breaking through, but we are still bound in our minds. Therefore, we must gain the mind of Christ, not the brain of Christ. Nowhere does the Bible says get the brain of Christ. Brain is carnal. Mind is spiritual. Gain the mind of Christ. As He thinks, we think. If you can whip it in your mind, you can whip it in your finance. If you can whip it in your mind, you can whip it in your business. If you can whip it in your mind, you can whip it in your money. If you can whip it in your mind, you can whip it in the natural. You have to deal with the battle in your mind. The greatest battle is in your mind. Therefore the Lord said to them, bestir yourselves. Get the victory now in your mind. Because in the natural, I've already dealt with your enemies. The Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he.